it's summertime, and we are both on vacation. So enjoy this best of hour of America Weekend with Ed Kalenge and Christina Stoffo.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is actor Chris Parnell. Chris getting ready for season 2 of Rick and Morty, the animated series on Adult Swim. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Chris's 8 years in Saturday Night Live. He was in both Anchorman movies. He was in that ABC series, Suburgatory. He's done a whole bunch of stuff over the years. Christina Stoffo will be by, and we will chat with Chris Parnell. And then it will be this week's Entertainment Report with Christina, followed by the 10 worst states in America in which to try to make a living. It's rough going here. It's hard to make ends meet. Do you live in one of these states? You're about to find out. And then we'll finish the hour with this week's edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. We start things off this hour with something I saw on my way to work the other day that really struck me. I'm going along, and I see as I'm stopped at a light, there's a restaurant. And it's one of the big national chain restaurants, not a fast food place, one of the sit-down places. So they have this big banner outside the restaurant which reads, $7 lunches in 7 minutes, or $9 lunches in 9 minutes, or it's free. Well, wait a minute. Do you really want that much agita as you're trying to eat? I know we all have busy days. You only have a certain amount of time for lunch. You dash out of the office. You run into the restaurant you want to eat. You got to get back to work, or you got the side dish waiting for you for an afternoon rendezvous. Whatever it is, you still need to get out of there quickly. But do you need this much pressure? And do you want to need to pay attention, or do you want to have to pay that much attention to how quickly your food is being brought to your table? I can remember there was a place, this is going back a while, 15 years ago, where you would go in and, you know, one of these places where the server comes up and they've got their shirt all decked out with buttons and everything else, the spirit or whatever they call it there. And so they set a timer and a stopwatch, and there it is. And, oh, your food will be here in this amount of time. Well, do you need that? I don't need that. Is that what they're doing at this place now? 7 minutes, or your $7 lunch is free. 9 minutes, or your $9 lunch is on us. And here's the thing. What is the difference between the $7 lunch and the $9 lunch? I haven't researched this. I wonder what the big difference is. What is the difference between 2 minutes and $2? I don't know. $7 lunch nowadays, especially in the part of the country in which I live, doesn't buy you much. Am I getting the parts of last night's dinner that they didn't sell? I don't know. But still, I don't know if you need that much stress. Because imagine when you walk in. Okay, they've got the server and they got the whole staff. They're almost like it's a pit crew at the Indianapolis 500 ready to just jump on you and serve you. And they sit you down and here is the menu and they explain 7 for 7, 9 for 9, or it's free. So you've got to make the decision. Okay, I'll take this. All right, I can spare the extra 2 minutes. Let's go a $9 lunch. Boom, the clock starts running. All of a sudden, they run like hell to the kitchen. You hear things being tossed all over the place. They are making your lunch. And now you start looking. 2 minutes, no food. 3 minutes, nothing. 4 minutes, nothing yet. We're up to 5 minutes. Then comes 6 minutes, and all of a sudden, the server starts to look a little sweaty because they know they're starting to push it. They may have to give away a $9 lunch that probably cost them about 9 cents to make, but that's another story for another day. And then finally, as your stopwatch reads 8:41, 8:42, 8:43, here they come. They're running, they're scampering, and just as the stopwatch hits 9 minutes, there's your lukewarm food. That's rare. I wanted it well done. It's here. It's 9 minutes. So pony up the $9. You know, when all is said and done, there's a lot to be said about the old brown bag method. A little baggie, a little sandwich, a little brown bag, and you're good to go, and you don't have to deal with the stress. Enjoy your lunch. Chris Parnell coming up next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Hey, stupid! Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road and two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.